All right, everybody, welcome to the Jordan, Jay, and Buddies podcast. I'm, you know, one of your hosts, Jordan Jay. And I'm not joined by the good buddy Will today because today I have a special guest. He's a digital artist, digital illustrator, whichever one you want to put him in, but he's an incredible artist. He's been featured on Comic Book, the very popular Instagram page, Comic Book on Instagram. He has over 33,000 followers. So please welcome Jackson Durr.
Hello, it is nice to be on. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, of course, man. Like I said, your work is amazing, and I've been trying to get it just connected a little more with this kind of digital artist community that we're both a part of, and just connect to people and have conversations with them.
Yeah, which is a great thing because, you know, connecting with other digital artists on the platform is one of the best things about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, sharing other people's art. Everyone obviously is better than me.
I wouldn't say that at all.
Well, thank you. We're just going to have a nice little conversation between us, just talking about what it's like to kind of be in this community and and talk about a little bit about movies. But let's jump right into it. So what, for you, what are the, you know, like the inspirations? Why did you get started with this?
Well, it kind of derived from, so my father's a graphic designer, so it runs in the family.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I got a lot of my artistic ability, I guess you could say, or a lot of, you know, practice out of him. But then I've also, you know, in school just done art, you know, as much as I possibly could. Every class I could take, I took it. But in terms of what really, you know, inspires me outside of all that is just film. I love the process of filmmaking. Oh, nice. You know, anytime we'd get like a, anytime my parents would get me like a superhero film, like I still have the Spider-Man, the original three, you know, the Raimi films. Every time my parents would get me one of those, we'd always get the behind the scenes. And sometimes I'd watch the behind the scenes more than the actual movie. even with Spider-Man 3, everyone like complains about like Topher Grace's like Venom and everything.
Yeah.
But if you look at the behind the scenes and like the concept art, it's phenomenal. I mean, it just looks like scary. And like the symbiote, once before it actually latches onto him, once it's kind of like that, like it's like alive, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the silhouette shots and everything, like that kind of stuff throughout, you know, filmmaking, you know, the process of it all, and specifically concept art really kind of drew me in. Which is why I love, you know, obviously doing stuff about superheroes. But then also, I have another account, Jackson Studios, that is more of a sketching original character type account. A lot of my work is kind of just inspired by filmmaking and pop culture and things like that.
Oh, nice. That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, the same lines of what I did. I got more into film, kind of just started doing my own filmmaking for a while. And then, that didn't really go anywhere, but it's a lot of fun. For me, I started back in 2014, I think I started posting superhero stuff. Yeah. back then I was just, I did this crappy little like Amazing Spider-Man thing. I did like a Green Lantern one. I started doing like Justice League stuff. Yeah. And because I kept searching for like really cool, like wallpapers for my phone, just so I can have it on there. And it's just,
right,
and I couldn't find any, just generic ones. So I was like, oh, I want to make my own because I can probably.
He's like, I'll make one.
Yeah, I'll do better than these guys. So I just started doing that, and then all of a sudden, you know, people started asking, "Hey, can you make my logo or whatever?" So I started doing that, and through that, that's how it grew. It was more organic growth. One, I guess not organic because it was people shouting, giving shout outs and everything, and then you know, eventually. I do like going back and seeing my old work and then like, okay.
It's always fun.
I did get a lot better. I didn't, you know, I always think, oh, I'm still not very good, but it's like, oh, I did get a lot better and it's nice to see.
Right. So, yeah. No, I'll think that too. And I'll scroll down and be like, oh gosh.
Yeah.
like,
what was I thinking?
It's like, I thought I was better back then. I guess I wasn't.
Yep. Well, I mean, yeah. So it started that way. And then, yeah, same thing. Like I don't know, I've just been taking breaks and just kind of haven't been into it, but yeah, I mean, same thing. I'm inspired a lot by film. I loved comic book stuff. I remember reading like The Dark Knight Returns way back in the day and just falling in love with it, and I've yeah. always been like liked Batman since the Tim Burton Batman movies and like the animated series, right. and so. But I mean, from there, you know, just reading everything else, you know, learning about Nightwing and everything, like Nightwing became one of my favorites. And
I think he's a pretty underrated, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's super popular, but like, I don't know, it's weird. He's in this weird kind of nebulous of like being popular, but not really being
I know talked about. Yeah, or it's like we know who he is. It's like, but do you?
Yeah, you really though. He's like, oh yeah, he's Nightwing. He's like, did you know he was a Robin? Oh no,
like,
that's right, kind right. of it.
That's the story. That's him.
Yeah,
that's his story.
Yep. So I mean, yeah, mine wasn't, you know, just getting also into like photography and stuff. That's kind of what I'm doing more of now. But my dad's a photographer. He's incredible. But I mean, he's also just kind of a hobbyist with it, and that's what this right. digital art has kind of turned into for me.
Yeah, I looked at your photography work. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, like mine is more of like not my photography, but my digital art is more kind of like I try to do more minimal, like one single image from the you know, from the movie, just try to tell us the story with that.
Exactly.
But yeah, cool. I mean, that looks like we're kind of, you know, the same origin story almost here.
Yeah, it seems like a similar. It's like, did I know you?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah. I guess I didn't know that. Yeah, I know a lot of other like friends on the platform and outside of the platform that have like started in kind of similar ways. So it's interesting to hear how it's like film kind of drives the inspiration for a lot of digital artists. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's also film also kind of, you know, started this podcast. That's why we did it. I wanted to talk about Endgame, and I was like, I don't have anybody to talk to, and I was like, I'll just, you know, bring a friend on who I know is into that stuff, and we just, you know, start talking about it. But
yeah,
all right. So I mean, next, I mean I guess this feels weird saying next.
Well, yeah, it's like, well, next question.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can get into our kind of our own process, like from start to finish, just what we do. And but for me, like I usually it starts off completely different. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then by the end, I'm like, oh, I completely changed it. So it always starts with the same thing. As like, oh, I'm watching a movie and like, oh, I want to make a poster for this. I really like that image. Let me try. Hopefully I can find, you know, at least a decent quality, and then I can up it or whatever, or try to work around that. But and then, so yeah, I start with one image, and sometimes it's going one way and then like, oh, it's not working. I got to change it, or it just completely out of nowhere changed just because I felt like going in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that a lot. Yeah, like it depends for me on like some occasion I kind of know exactly what I'm going to be doing. Like I'm like, okay, I have an idea. Let's do it. Other times I'm like, okay, I posted a lot of Spider-Man stuff recently. I should probably do something Batman related. And then it's kind of like I discover it as I'm looking through a bunch of images, or I think about different themes and things.
Yeah.
Like one of my more recent ones that was kind of planned out was, are we going to talk about spoilers for movies? Is that good?
Yeah, we'll just spoiler alert real quick for what.
I can do a spoiler warning.
Yeah.
for No Way Home.
Yes.
When Andrew catches MJ.
Yeah.
Know, the kind of his arc, you know, as soon as I saw that in the film, you know, everyone's been comparing it to, of course, like the iconic scene whenever he like fails to save Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do that kind of duality between those two scenes and kind of do a split image and kind of create an environment around them and not focus too much on the characters. Like that was very much a planned kind of post that I did. Whereas like another one is just sometimes I'm like, I want to do something Batman, but I don't know what to do. Or I want to do something Spider-Man, but I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like in the discovery of looking at a bunch of images kind of like feels the inspiration in a way.
Yeah. I'm definitely that way too. Cause yeah, like I said, sometimes it is, oh, that one image, I want to recreate that or make something powerful off just that, but then like sometimes you just can't. So I have to add more to it or something. And but yeah, I'm definitely
and then in other occasions it's like if a movie's about to come out and you're doing a bunch of stuff on it, but it's so I don't think people kind of get who like aren't like digital artists or who aren't like artists who are well versed in like pop culture and things, specifically like comic book films, where it's like you have to try and almost like stay within the hype. You have to try and like be a part of that world, and it can sometimes be really hard because you're trying to like get people excited for a film that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
like it's like you don't know, you know, which mm-hmm. is why, you know, sometimes it's really fun that I'll do like concept arts of the film that's about to come out, like just of my own ideas, like what could happen in the film.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good way to go around it. But if you have to try and like base all of your knowledge off of like those trailers, basically,
yeah,
and try and create a poster out of trailer images that aren't like officially, you know, released high res images, like being a digital artist is not easy, you know.
Yeah,
and the process is, you know, changes for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult to try to find those screen grabs, you know. You don't want to, it feels odd also trying to do that, just trying to get a right. screenshot of it, and you're just like, I feel bad, but also it's like, it's just my artwork, I'm not trying to sell it or anything. So
no, not at all. Yeah,
so yeah, it is pretty difficult to try and, you know, create something from almost pretty much nothing, because you don't really know a whole lot about it.
right you have to try and create something that you haven't seen.
Yep. So
yeah,
it's a lot easier to do something that's, you know, it's been out for a while and you're like, oh, I love this. Like, I can create a million Dark Knight posters just because.
Oh, yes. So. Yeah. That makes it easier.
Yeah. But yeah, so a good segue into our next kind of topic. So like this world we're kind of in, this digital community is hectic. Almost. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's just.
I wouldn't say almost. I would say yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty hectic. I've only recently kind of like gotten more into like talking with people and kind of reaching out and like sharing other people's artwork. Not because like I thought, oh, well, I'm better than them or anything. It was just kind of like I posted and then went away. It's kind of what I did for the longest time. And of course, I took multiple breaks to just kind of get away from social media in general. But but yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, you see some incredible talent out there, and sometimes you're like, how does this person like only have like 2,000 or so followers? Like, I don't get it. But, you know, it's like, I'm promote them because it's really good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's interesting, because something that I did last year was Instagram made it available where you could basically, you know, you're not able to see however many likes a post has.
Yeah.
And I actually did that. I turned it on. I haven't turned it off since. You know, I like not knowing other people's, you know, like, you can still see how many comments they have, but you can't see like how many likes they have, which kind of helps my self-esteem in general. Because, you know, even with, you know, the following that I have that I did not expect to ever have when I started the account, just the, you know, being able to turn off that kind of negative energy is really, really beneficial, so I can just focus more on me and what I want to do. And if, you know, if I see someone else's work and I'm inspired by it, then that's great. Whereas before, I would like, it's almost like when you see some like a really good artwork on Instagram, mm-hmm. at least for me, my eyes would like immediately dart down to like, well, how many likes did it get?
Yeah.
You know, well, how many comments did it get? Like, why did it get that many? Like, why is it that good? Mm-hmm. Whereas now I just kind of see it almost as like a Pinterest, if you will, where it's like, oh, this is cool, I like this, I'm gonna save it, or I think this is awesome, I'm gonna repost it, because I think it's, you know, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
So it can be a little crazy, and it definitely as a digital artist, or even just, you know, as artists in general, you know, you're constantly, you know, comparing yourself to people, or even to your own work, of being like, why was this post that I just did not as good as a post that I did a year ago? Like, why am I?
Yeah,
I feel like I'm degrading a little bit. Like, I don't know if you get that, but I get that sometimes.
That's what I've been all about these past few like months. I've been just hemorrhaging followers lately. Like, I'm down to 29.5 now. Like, beginning of last year, I was close to like, I was over 30, I think. And it's just been losing more and more, and I don't know why. It's fine. Like, I'm not like being a part of this for as long as I have been. Like, I've kind of gotten, I don't want to say I'm used to it, but yeah, that self-esteem thing still is there, to where like, oh man, how come, like, you know, my Interstellar poster just got, you know, X amount of likes.
Yeah.
I leave mine on just because I kind of don't care, but it still hits every now and then. And like,
right.
I don't get it. Like, I don't know why. And it's like, oh, okay, it's just because I'm not as good. But then it's like, I mean, also, I don't like to.
Is that really true?
Yeah. Like, I don't say that about myself just because I feel weird doing it. But you know, friends and everything, they're like, oh no, your stuff is still really good. Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm like, I don't know. It's just how it goes. Like, you know, you go through those, those kind of up and down things where you're like, oh, this is great. Yeah. This is bad. And it's like, oh, if you hit a trend just right, like right now, if you do something Spider-Man, even if it's, you know, lackluster to your own, like, you know, personal standards, which a lot of time what mine is, it'll hit, you know what I mean? It'll do really good. Yeah. And you're like, oh, it's just kind of hitting a trend sometimes. And where sometimes you feel like you worked really hard on one thing to kind of get it just right, and it doesn't. So you're like, oh man, I don't know. So no, it's just that, you know, trying to play the algorithm while also just, you know, trying to maintain your kind of like integrity, like your like, what is it, artist integrity, and just, you know, just keep making stuff. So it's definitely like, hectic.
It's truly a balancing act for digital artists trying to maintain what you have but also grow. It's not easy, especially in, like, you know, what we're facing right now with COVID and everything, having movies be pushed back so often.
Yeah.
Like, people don't really get that, you know, we can do a post about any movie we want. We can post whatever we want, you know, we can do any artwork that, you know, we're inspired by. But if we want our, you know, in a way, if we want our, you know, accounts to grow, and especially, you know, with, like, with ours, it's like we do focus a lot on, like, current films that are happening and, like, the hype around them. So when films get pushed back, it's like, oh, it's lost now. You know, like, my page really started to kind of, like, grow a lot when Gotham was out and when the Joker was coming out, because, number one, it was all DC. It wasn't Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
Gotham was nice because it was, like, a very consistent thing where it's, like, every week there was an episode. Every week there was something to do. Like, there was never, like, a lack of, like, media, you know, to try and focus on.
Yeah.
And with the Joker being, like, probably one of the most iconic villains of all time, and having that film, you know, Todd Phillips, Joaquin Phoenix, it's rated R, it's a character story. I mean, it was huge. It was a huge thing. So, you know, that wasn't very hard, but, like, past couple of years, it's been a little bit more difficult, and especially with, I think, you know, like, the Marvel Disney Plus shows were really popular whenever they came out last year. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing was, is I'm finding myself only watching stuff I really am really, really interested in. And I wasn't very interested in the Disney Plus stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
So it's just kind of like a, it's kind of like I only really watch stuff I am passionate about. And it sucks whenever something's really popular and you're kind of like, I don't.
Exactly. That's how I've been the past year, pretty much. Because, yeah, like, sometimes too, you'll get, like, a request, hey, you should make something for this. I'm like, I haven't seen it, and I really don't want to see it, so I don't, right. You know, I don't want to just make something out of nowhere and just think, oh, here it is, and just because it's popular right now or whatever, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. That's how I've been. I'm guessing for the past 2 years, I just have been kind of like, eh, I don't really want to make anything, but.
Right. It's almost like a weird thing to be kind of like, oh, I'm kind of afraid to say, like, oh, I don't really like this MCU or Marvel thing, or I don't like this DC or whatever. It's kind of hard. We're like, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done this? Why? What do you think about the show? Blah, 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 blah. Like, I get that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I just am not interested in it.
Same.
You know,
here.
it's not my cup of tea. You know, Endgame was a nice conclusion with me for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The only reason why I'm continuing remotely is because Spider-Man's probably my favorite superhero of all time besides Batman, which I know is a very, you know, that's not a controversial thing at all. but it, you know, it's kind of like, that's, you know, that's what I'm passionate about, that's what I want to follow. Whereas, like, you know, the Winter Soldier, I just heard that he becomes the new Captain America at the end. I was like, but I thought that's what the ending of the Endgame was about. I was like, well, what, you know? I haven't seen the show. I'm sure there's, like, very important stuff that happened in between, but yeah, it's weird having to feel like you have to comply to certain, you know, certain TV shows or certain things that are popular. Like, The Mandalorian's another one that I've heard is fantastic, and I started it and I haven't finished the first season. You know, it's just it's also about time. I don't have the time to watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a little, again, it's a balancing act you have to kind of follow. But then it's like, well, what's your goal? You know, is your goal to be, you know, really popular in, like, do kind of stuff, or is your work more, like, original, so you don't have to follow? You know, you don't have to follow the things that are popular. You can just grow it off of yourself. It just depends on where you're coming from.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I've been the same way. Like, I did do the Mandalorian stuff, and I was like, this is really, it's pretty good. But it's not, like, mind-blowing to where you have to, like, oh, well, like, kind of for a while, everyone was like, you have to watch it. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. Like, but I mean, it's Star Wars in general lately has just been, like, super lackluster, and it's like,
oh yeah,
it's not interesting anymore. And I mean, I know there are fans out there still, but it's just kind of same thing, you know. I also have that MCU fatigue where I was like, all right, after Endgame, I was like, fine, I wasn't a big fan of Far From Home, But then, you know.
Yeah, me neither.
and then, like, the first time I, like, felt, like, chills for an MCU movie was when the No Way Home trailer came out. I was like, okay, this finally has done it for me. Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah.
It was that.
I'm back.
Oh, my back. My back.
It's like, hey, can I pop that for you? It's like, yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, I just watched it again last night, too, on IMAX. It's like, oh, still pretty good.
Lucky. So good.
So yeah, I mean, same thing. I haven't been into the MCU stuff lately. I'm actually planning, like, because the guys I do this podcast with, they've been super into it. They're still loving everything that's coming out.
Interesting.
And I'm like, because I don't join them on those episodes just because, like, I don't have enough passion to kind of get into it.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't provide much.
Yeah, I just like I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like me walking into a conversation and be like, did you see the football game last Sunday? And I'm like, no. Like, it's like, and you know, before anyone attacks me, I have nothing against football. I'm just not a sports person.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, it's just, you know, it's that similar thing where it's like, but also it's just, there's so much that's popular right now almost, where there's like an oversaturation of like tons of, like as soon as they pumped out all those shows, I'm like, I can barely like focus on one. You're giving me like what, four? Like I can't really, you know, I was like, I don't know. It's a, you know, so it's not worth my time. Like I genuinely was like, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch WandaVision. I'm just going to watch it. Heard it's good. I sat down, started watching it. And I was like, it's just not for me. You know, it's just, I didn't think it was horrible. It just, it didn't excite me. These weren't characters I had much interest in. And you know, and that's the thing with me in film, it's like, if you can't get me interested in your characters, then I don't care how good your story is, you know, it's not, you know, I'm not gonna care.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, we're gonna get along just fine. I am the same way. Yeah, it's just, yeah, like there, I watched them through because at the time I was like, okay, we got to do episodes on these. Let me get through them. And like, yeah, I dragged my feet through each of them. I just finished like Loki like a month ago, and I was like, that's okay.
It's fine.
So, I mean, they're all well made. They all look really good. Of course, you know, performances.
Right.
Certain people.
It's up to you.
Yeah, Disney. It's going to be good. It's going to be produced really well, but it's like, but you guys aren't wowing me like you used to. I'm not excited for anything. I'm not even excited for like Doctor Strange, the new Doctor Strange
Multiverse
movie coming out.
Man. Yeah. I got to agree with you. I agree with you on that too. Because as soon as that trailer came out, it was like, oh my God. I'm like,
yeah. It's like, okay.
I mean, because I saw Doctor Strange, I actually like that movie. It's a lot of fun, you know. I don't think it's horrible. I think they kind of wasted their villain, especially with such a fantastic actor. But the CGI, you know, the comedy in it, I love Benedict Cumberbatch, so it was a fun time. So I like his character. The only reason why I'm relatively interested in Multiverse of Madness isn't because of the trailer at all. It's because they're kind of like hopefully gonna bring in like different universes, like maybe get a little glimpse of Fantastic Four is what I'm crossing my fingers for, but I don't know if that's actually going to happen. You know, I have no idea, but, and you know, it's Sam Raimi, which is helps. But yeah, I know I feel the same way.
Yeah. I mean, anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm planning my whole kind of like full episode of me just like explaining why I'm just not into it a little bit more, but yeah, I mean, looks like we're on the same page with those.
So, yeah, it's nice. I hope I wasn't gonna come on and be like, yeah, I didn't watch WandaVision. You'd be like, well, what's wrong with you? Like, no, I just stand.
Yeah, yeah. And the guys I do the podcast with, Will and Brandon, they know where I stand.
Like, what
with
do you
this.
Mean?
Yeah, but all right. Yeah. So I mean, so we kind of get back to what we're talking about. So yeah, following trends, it's hard because sometimes like we're talking about it, it's just not into it sometimes, and it's hard to kind of. Develop something and create something when you're not passionate about it. And so that's why a lot of the times I'll post something, you know, from an old movie that I know I love more so than trying to, like, I'm going through the whole, like, the Infinity Saga again and just creating a poster for each one.
Which are great, by the way, again.
Oh, thank you. Because it's, you know, those I feel a love for, and like I can pull something out of it that, like, okay, yeah, I really, except for maybe some of them, but I know once I get to
a few.
Once I get to like Thor the Dark World, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be difficult, but all right, I'll figure something out.
Yeah, I have a few hot takes about that, but yeah,
okay. But yeah, so it is definitely you know, can weigh on your mental health. So if, you know, whoever's listening is getting into this, just, you know, be cautious and take your time with things, you know, understand, you know, Yeah, just understand the environment you're getting into. And that's kind of for everybody. You know, social media can just tear you down.
Absolutely, yeah.
So be careful out there on this crazy thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
it's weird that we have to, that kind of tells you a lot about the Instagram platform. Like, we have to put out warnings.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, geez.
You're going to get on here, be careful. It's like, no, you should just be on and have fun, post pictures. But
right.
That's
in theory.
Yeah.
that's the goal, anyway.
That's what it started out as.
Yeah.
But then it turned into a like battle, and you're like, ah. Mm-hmm. But anyway. So, all right. Well, I mean, we kind of had a glimpse into it. What was your favorite movie from the past year? 2021.
It's probably No Way Home. You know, it's just because there were, and the thing is that I still have some catching up to do. There are still some films I haven't seen that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see Spencer. I really want to see Tick Tick Boom. Those are a couple that I like. I have a really good friend of mine. His name's Samuel. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's Films Fluent.
Right.
He's kind of like a film account, but he also posts his own short films that I've worked on with him. He's just a genuinely great guy who loves movies.
Oh, nice.
But he's like my source of like movie information. He's like, okay, this movie is good, this movie's not, you need to see this, you don't need to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So although I still have some catching up to do with, you know, that year, I think No Way Home just kind of gave me, like, even if it's not like the best, like, critic best film in terms of like, oh, this film had the best acting in it.
Ooh, yeah.
This is Oscar worthy and all this other kind of stuff. But with me, I just look at it as like, this is just a great time. You know, whenever the Raimi films came out, I was too young to see them in the theater, but I love those movies to death. So seeing Toby in the theater for the first time for me was like, wow, I, you know, never thought I would get the chance to for that to happen. So that whole film in general, more as of like an event, you know, and I saw it with Samuel, my friend, and we dressed up for it and everything. It was just a lot of fun. It was just a great experience, and I feel like that's what I needed that year, and it delivered. And so that's probably my favorite. But again, I think Tick Tick Boom, Spencer, ooh, and the new West Side Story are a few that I have yet to see that I'm really interested in seeing.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, same. I mean, like for me, No Way Home, I wouldn't put it as my favorite just because. But it depends too, like because I saw some movies this past year that, like, were incredible, but I didn't, they didn't come out in 2021. It was more like a movie called A Hidden Life, directed by Terrence Malick. Oh my gosh, such a good film. I loved it so much. Cool. I saw that this past, and I've been kind of go through like a, what I call a director's like study. I picked like some elite directors, picked some movies that I haven't seen by them, and I'm trying to watch them all. Like, I'm still not even through Terrence Malick's like movies. So, but I've seen a good handful of them. I've seen a couple of, Kubrick movies lately, and so it's a lot of fun. I like doing that. And but for Pig was really good with Nicolas Cage.
I've heard that's good too.
It's really good. It might, like, I don't know if it's my favorite just because I kind of have to like go through again and like assess everything, but yeah, it's, and No Way Home of course is up there. It's really good. It's, yeah, like you said, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, an in-game kind of event where people are cheering and everything.
Exactly.
And it was just great to see it opening night and see it again, and I saw it yesterday in IMAX, and people still gasping at moments and kind of
awesome.
You know, having,
that's awesome.
Having those kind of experiences again, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like, oh, people are still, oh, okay, we're okay.
Yeah, it's like I knew it was coming, but still, you know, nice. But anyway,
yeah.
So 2021, I'd say Pig was up there. A couple other movies I can't. I do also want to see. I think it came. Yeah, it came out on Christmas. Licorice Pizza by Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that one too.
Yeah, so want to see that. I'm not big on musicals, so I'm probably not going to see West Side Story.
Yeah. Ooh, did Nightmare Alley come out last year?
Yeah, Christmas too. I want to see that too.
That's another one I want to watch.
Yeah, same. Man.
It's like, oh shoot, we need to catch up.
Yeah, I gotta stop rewatching the MCU. But. But yeah, so and then 2022, what are you looking forward to the most, do you think?
In terms of in general or just in films?
Just in films.
Ooh. I mean, there is a movie that's coming out in, you know, 2 months that's going to, you know, be my favorite movie of all.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of popular.
It's
going
to be, I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called The Batman.
A little indie film, yeah.
It's a niche thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's definitely my most probably anticipated film of the year, just because, you know, even through, like, and the, you know what the weird thing is that, like, my account is basically all centered around comic book films.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I've never been a comic book reader. I've only been like a comic book movie watcher. Like, I don't know if that's, you know. So it's interesting because I've read a few Batman comics, but, you know, like, I haven't read The Dark Knight Returns. I saw the animated movie, you know.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, but out of the comic book, you know, Batman stories that I have read and ones that I really enjoy, which is mostly the New 52 ones with Greg Capullo as the artist, because I focus a lot on artwork and stuff. But his Batman was always kind of like this really fast and not super huge, but like kind of lean,
younger
Batman. So as soon as like we saw Robert Pattinson in the role, I was like, oh, this is oh yes please. So that's probably my most anticipated film of the year.
Yeah, I think that's same for me. Like, just because knowing Matt Reeves too, he's a really good director. Like,
oh yeah,
for what he's done.
The Apes movies are just
yeah, so good. Like, you think, oh, it's a movie about, you know, the origins of Planet of the Apes. Okay, and it's like, oh wow, these are really good. Like, what?
He took such a like a dorky concept and made it like believable and just,
yeah.
You know, people praise those movies a lot for the CG, but I mean, you know, people need to focus on Andy Serkis, I feel, a little bit more, because his range is just,
oh my gosh,
out of this world.
Yeah.
Especially in the third one, just having him kind of, you know, really delve deep into the character it was a phenomenal to watch, which is why I'm excited for the Batman, because it's kind of like it's a noir story. There's action, you know, it's still like based off of a comic book and stuff, but it's supposed to be like a character story. They deal with like the mental health of, you know, someone going out every night beating up criminals and having that be his daily routine, you know, so
yeah.
Or nightly routine, I guess you could say, but I guess, you know, I like the take that they're going with it a lot. I like the noir detective aspect they're throwing into it, and to have Riddler be the main villain and Paul Dano being cast at him, I mean, oh my gosh, what can you not, you know,
yeah,
can you not be excited for?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a Batman story I think we haven't gotten yet in film, whereas, you know, we've gotten, you know, the kind of, obviously, like, the Tim Burton ones, and then, like, the kind of goofy ones in the middle, and starting with, you know, the Adam West yeah. ones, also kind of goofy, but that was just how the comic book was also at the time, so.
Right.
And then getting the more grounded, very grounded Dark Knight trilogy, which I still love. Like, nothing has topped the Dark Knight for me in terms of, like, my favorite comic book movie. But, and then you get the grizzled old, you know, Ben Affleck version, and now we're getting this kind of, like, almost broken, kind of, not broken, but, like, still kind of finding his way.
Yeah.
A little more too vicious, maybe.
It's not an origin story, yeah. But it's him also kind of finding himself in a way.
Yeah.
So it's not like a tread of what we've done before, but it's still something new, so.
Yeah, trying to find, like, you know, learn his kind of limits and boundaries and everything. It's going to be interesting.
Right.
I'm very looking forward to it as well.
Yeah.
And then, I'll, you know, across the Spider-Verse, because Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that came out this year. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. So, yeah, those two probably. And then, like, of course, there's always the little films in between and stuff like that, but
I'm sure as trailers come out, my opinion will change, and I'll be like, actually, I'm excited for this, you know.
Yeah.
But, and again, I don't keep up with that stuff as much as I used to. I still try to, but
yeah, it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
but yeah, well, that was a lot of fun. I'm glad
yeah,
we saw eye to eye and a lot of things here. That's what's really cool.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, yeah, I mean, so a good chunk of time here. I mean, so, do you have, like, what's the stuff you would like to kind of promote here and let people know?
Well, sure. Okay, so my Instagram is just my name, Jackson Durr, JaxsonDerr. I post a lot of comic book type stuff, but also a lot of digital art. You can also go to my YouTube looking at some of my highlights. And then I have my other account, of course, is more sketchy type stuff, not so much comic book, just Jackson Studios, Jackson spelled the same way. And yeah, I hope to see you there, and I hope to, you know, make some stuff that you like, because I love creating and I love sharing it with people.
Yeah, definitely follow him. His stuff is incredible. Like, good, great stuff there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, that's kind of why, you know, bringing people on is just praising them pretty much nonstop here. And
follow Jordan too. He's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Of course, you can follow this this podcast at Jordan J and Buddies on Instagram. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on YouTube now. It's just all audio though, so but yeah, we just leave us like a good rating too if you can, please, because that kind of helps us get out there a little more. But yeah, of course, you know, my Instagram, Jordan James B. I do kind of the same stuff Jackson does, just not as good. And so yeah, like that's, yeah, thanks for everyone for listening. Sure, and follow Jackson, and we'll talk to you again later.
All right, thank you again for having me on.